ominous new variant of COVID. Is this here we go again, or simply the new normal? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts at US of Ed, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Omicron, it's the ominous sounding new variant of COVID-19 that has ignited fears that, well, here we go again. More deaths, more lockdowns, the hunt for an effective vaccine. But do we know enough about it to be making any conclusions, or look, are we just conditioned to leap straight to fear at this point, Ed?
Well, I think the latter thing is too correct. There is a good chance people will catch Omicron, but they won't know it because it'll just be a headache and a cold. Apparently, even in South Africa, they're not reporting deaths from Omicron. It could be that they don't know, but it seems more likely they do know, and they're reporting that this thing is out there. No one knows how severe it could get, but it doesn't sound like it is deadly if you are vaccinated. So people who don't get vaccinated are running more risk than they realize, because as these things mutate, your body has no resistance to them. And whatever cures we're getting will be for the past variant and not the new one. So I think Biden's right. Get vaccinated and get the booster.
Biden has done a good job of handling this pandemic. I don't think there's much point in arguing otherwise. He was handed a shit sandwich and he's made the best meal out of it that he could. But you do have this loud minority refusing to take vaccines, protesting any measures the government takes, and they'll almost certainly take advantage of this new variant if it makes those measures look ineffective again. How does this one reflect back on Biden, do you think, Ed?
Are you talking about Australia? No, I think Biden looks strong here, and he has said he doesn't know, but he's taking the actions he's taking out of caution, not thinking it's going to go away when summer comes, as the previous president did, or it'll evaporate in the wind. We are in an endemic now, not a pandemic. These variants will be coming all the time as they do with the flu. By next year, they'll announce a new one. And if people are getting their shots regularly, there'll be a few people who get sick. But the number of people who die, and that's the important number, will be small.
And while we're on this, a federal judge in Missouri has temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 mostly Republican-dominated states on the ground that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services lack the authority to implement these measures. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, they're bringing these OSHA requirements back, and they're going to be more like Australia. Every company is going to have to come up with a plan. That plan includes a vaccine or testing, distancing of workers, et cetera. So it may be more costly to make your plan work than simply get vaccinated.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the former Jeffrey Epstein associate, is on trial this week, accused of procuring girls as young as 14 for the financier and convicted sex offender who died by quote unquote suicide while awaiting trial in 2019. Now, this is an ongoing trial. We obviously have to be very careful about what we say about it. But Epstein had a lot of very famous associates who, regardless of the truth or not, whatever comes out of this trial, could also face accusations. Any non-defamatory thoughts on this one, Ed?
I'm not opening my mouth on this one.
It's got a lot of...
Look, guys. This is more dangerous to people in high places than you realize. Because you're guilt by association here. Epstein threw a lot of parties. You may have gone to one or two of these parties. A lot of them were for the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. He raised a lot of money. There might have been some young girls around. You may have paid attention to, you, not paid attention, but your name's on the list. So you're known by the company you keep. That's all I can say. And somehow I got left off the list.
Yeah, me too, mate. Yeah, yeah. Talking about me.
Don't speak too soon.
There's been a school shooting in Michigan this week, Ed. Three people dead, six wounded. The 15-year-old gunman now in custody. Look, it sounds like a joke. It's not a joke, but a couple of years ago, I remember a period we almost couldn't go a week without talking about another shooting. Lockdowns and homeschooling put a reprieve on school shootings. Now they're back, and look, in the wake of the Rittenhouse trial, all those events, I don't know, I've got a weird feeling on just how much worse the politicization of these events can get.
Well, I think these kids are on the dark web as well. And they're learning about killing as heroism. It's kind of our ISIS, where you can get your name in the paper by killing somebody. If someone wrongs you, they take your pencil or laughs at you at school. In the old days, you go out and settle it in the back with your fist. But now it's with a gun. And the United States can only stop gun violence three ways. One, people have to have real parents. The schools can't be your full-time parent. The second is we have to go back to the Brady Bill, where those guns are not in circulation. And the third is sue the gun makers.
Well, unfortunately, though, I don't think it's just the dark web that these we have to worry about now. Again, I'll mention Kyle Rittenhouse. There's some sections of the media making him look like a hero just fine on their own. That's right. Mainstream media.
That's right. Horrible.
The January 6th probe, former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has turned over documents and agreed to be deposed in the House inquiry. Although some topics will still be off limits, this is a step further than other White House staff and could compel others to follow suit. Any thoughts, Ed?
I think Mark Meadows will say as little as possible, but the fact that he's there is a victory for the people who are doing the probe because they have enough evidence on what was going on in the White House without having him there. So they'll use this as a platform to say, of course you knew about da-da-da-da, and clearly you were aware of da-da-da, and certainly you participated in da-da-da. That all goes on the record. That's what's happening.
Meadows initially refused to testify, and there's some suggestion that Steve Bannon, being held in contempt of Congress, might have compelled him. He might have seen, well, I don't want this kind of happening to me. Bannon, for his part, is attempting to turn his trial into exactly the kind of circus you would expect from someone so closely associated with the Trump administration.
Yes, but Meadows' problem is different. Bannon has an unstoppable source of money. And going to trial will bring more money. Who's going to give Meadows a penny? So, and Trump isn't. So Meadows is going because he can't get lawyers who don't want high fees and upfront payments.
And look, Ed, we're coming towards the end of the year. We've sort of got a little bit less to talk about. And I think we'll sort of wrap up in another couple of weeks' time and give it a bit of a break over Christmas. But in the constant churn of US politics, we're already talking about the lead up to 2022 midterms, and the campaign trail never stops in American politics. What need to be some of the key areas of focus as we do turn the clocks over to 2022?
Well, the first on the list is getting some more jobs out there. That's going to happen. It'll be fairly slow, but it's beginning to happen already. The second thing is getting this other bill, the Build Back Better bill, through. And the third thing is the Democrats acting cheery rather than glum. They ought to be proud of what they've done and the president has done, instead of beating up one another while the other guy's laughing.
The Democrats, I still feel like they are on the back foot. I mean, we've seen Republicans on the attack, some really horrible attacks being made by certain Republicans, and yet the Democrats just seem to be always caught on the defensive.
Yeah, and what they need is to go out on the offensive on good stuff and forget about this little crappy backdoor small stuff.
Ed and I will be back the next couple of weeks in 2021, and a bit of a 2021 wrap-up to finish up our year before Christmas. Make sure you don't miss a thing. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.